Welcome to the Pursuit of Bliss podcast. My name is Kristen. I'm a self-professed health, spirituality, and mindset junkie. You know that blissful happiness you feel when you're just at peace with yourself, living fully in the present moment? That's the feeling I believe we are all in the pursuit of. And I want to help you get one step closer by up-leveling your health, mindset, and love for yourself. Because that lasting and blissful happiness can only be found and created within. So get ready for all things mindset, holistic health, and spirituality. I hope this serves you. Beautiful souls, and welcome to another episode of the Pursuit of Bliss podcast. Today I am chatting with Natalie from Soul Shine Astrology all about how you can align your business with the stars. She actually has her own podcast as well. It's called The Cosmic Calling. It's a really, really incredible podcast. She does monthly forecasts and talks all things about astrology and the cosmos and the stars and aligning with your purpose. So if you're into that kind of thing, I'm going to link her podcast in the show notes. She also does birth chart readings, and I actually got a career birth chart reading from her, and it was absolutely incredible. Like, I recorded this podcast before I got the reading, and I was blown away. Just absolutely blown away with the immense accuracy of everything in this. It was a full-blown, like, 20-page report personal to my specific birth chart and my specific purpose that my soul has chosen for me. And I really have no words for it. So if you're feeling lost in your own purpose, or you want to know what the stars say about your life and your career and your purpose, I cannot say enough good things about Natalie and Soul Shine Astrology. She is so knowledgeable, as you'll see in this episode, and the work she does is so incredibly valuable. So all of the links to all of her stuff are going to be in the show notes, but until then, I am going to shut up so Natalie can do the talking and you can hear from her. Hi, Natalie. Welcome to the Pursuit of Bliss podcast. I am so honored to have you here and just so stoked to talk to you because there's so much that I know that you have to offer. So if you just want to maybe start by giving us a little background on you and what it is that you do.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to chat with you. So my name is Natalie Wallstein, and I am a career astrologer at Soulshine Astrology, which is basically like one part career coach and one part intuitive astrologer. So I take the date, time, and location of your birth, and I look at your birth chart to determine not only your ideal career, but what your greater calling and potential is in your life so that you can feel like you're working in a field or in a way that's actually aligned with your soul and not just like to make money or to make someone else happy or do what you think you're supposed to do, but to do what feels really, really good to you.
Right. And who doesn't need that in their life? how did you get into this as a career? Like, is this something that you always knew you wanted to do, or was there a turning point?
Oh, yes, there's definitely a turning point. It's funny because looking back, I can see all of the little clues that made it so obvious that this is what I should be doing. But I kind of created a new, like, title or field. There's other people doing astrology related to business and that sort of thing. But so I didn't even know it was something I could do for a really long time. And I was a graphic designer. That was what I always wanted to be when I grew up, because I spent a lot of time on the computer when I was a kid. My parents are divorced and they were both like owned their own businesses. So I was home alone a lot, and I was just like making my own little magazines on the computer and stuff like that. So that's what I always wanted to do. And I was really into art. So I went to art school, and then I started my own design firm, which I ran for about 5 years, and I really got to know a lot of female entrepreneurs and kind of what they're struggling with in their business. Even though I was just designing branding, I always had this craving to go deeper with them, but that wasn't really part of my job. That wasn't what I was supposed to do as a graphic designer. And so eventually, I actually moved to Hawaii in 2015, and that was when everything really changed for me. I was like surrounded by nature, and the moon and the stars were incredible. And I started to feel like I didn't really want to be a graphic designer anymore, which was a really weird feeling because that was what my identity was attached to for almost my whole life. And so I looked at my astrology chart to help me figure out, what am I supposed to do? Like, where am I going wrong? Why don't I feel fulfilled by this thing that used to really excite me? And I didn't know like a ton about astrology. I read my horoscope. I didn't even really know like that much about it, but I knew I really liked it. And when I looked at my chart and I studied it more in depth, I figured out that I was meant to help people on a deeper spiritual level. And eventually I came to realize that the way I could do that was through astrology. So I kind of just connected that back to my job working with, you know, creative entrepreneurs. And I work with people who aren't entrepreneurs as well, kind of anyone who's in need of career guidance to do something that feels more fulfilling to them. So it was like, I feel like it's my calling to help other people find theirs. And when I figured that out, I was so excited, like happier than I'd ever been in my life. I didn't even know I could be so fulfilled by something. So that's kind of my mission, is to help other people.
Yeah, that is amazing. And I, especially the fact that you were able to transition to careers, because I know that's something that I've struggled with before and a lot of people struggle with, is being in a job that they know isn't maybe their long-term goal. They don't feel fulfilled, but feeling stuck as to where to go from there. And so that's where I think that this is so intriguing to me, the idea of using astrology to kind of figure out or align your career with your purpose. And because I feel like it's, like you said, you kind of created your own little niche, and it's not very widespread. I don't believe, or I haven't heard much around this field, but geez, it's intriguing. So you said that you looked at your own birth chart and you were able to figure out that you're meant to be helping people on their own spiritual path or whatever that might be. So how did you figure that out from your birth chart? Like, how did you learn what it was saying?
Yeah. So I took a bunch of classes in astrology, and so I kind of started to understand the different placements that, you know, what they mean on my chart. And so basically, like now, when I look at a chart for a client, I look at their whole chart together. But basically what your chart is like, maybe you've seen one before, but it's like a circle and it's built into different sections. So there's the zodiac signs on the outside, and then the big section in the middle are all of the planets or asteroids or whatever points you want to track. And then there's houses, which are the areas of life. And so with these three parts of your chart, there's an endless amount of combinations. Everyone is so different, and it's really cool to see how perfectly people's charts reflect their life and their struggles and their worries and their dreams and their thoughts and their plans for the future, everything. It's absolutely incredible. And so when I looked at my chart, the part that showed me I was meant to help people on a deeper spiritual level was actually my sun and my moon signs, which are, you know, the most important thing in your chart. So there's lots of other things that can help you specify the way you're meant to do your work in the world. But your sun and moon are really like your essence, and they're so, so important. So because I wasn't living in my essence and I was kind of blocking off my intuitive side, because my sun and moon are in Pisces, which is very like, you know, intuitive and sensitive. And, you know, I really want to connect with people on this very, very deep level. I don't want to be surface level. And that's kind of what graphics are. It's like, you know, pretty colors and designs, which I still love. But the soul side is really important and fulfilling to me. So it was through my sun and moon that I realized I wasn't doing that. And it was actually affecting me in some pretty major ways in my life because I was really sick. And so, you know, when you're not living in alignment with your chart, you can feel it. There's a lot of things that might be going wrong in your life. You might feel really stuck. You might feel depressed. You might be sick. So there's a lot of really good reasons to live in alignment with it.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the sun and moon signs. So just getting back to like the very, very basics, what is a sun and moon sign?
Mm-hmm. So your sun sign is what fires you up the most creatively. It's kind of like your primary essence. So, you know, your sun is like you being your best self and shining your light. And it can also show you what you're the best at. So not only the sign it's in, but also the house it's in can help you show like what your superpower is. So my sun is in Pisces in my third house of social networking. So I'm really good at spreading messages about spirituality and like being in tune with your soul in a way that's easy for people to understand. And that's kind of my superpower. And we all have one that's really unique to us and special.
So the sun is your superpower, what you're really good at. So is the moon, I don't know, like the opposite of that?
The moon is your emotional landscape. So we can look at the sun as being like your outer behavior or like how you act, I guess. Whereas your moon, it can be hidden, but it's how you react. So act and react. And your moon actually shows what makes you feel the most fulfilled. So it's really important. And, you know, what makes you feel secure and safe and comfortable. And so wherever your moon is will be like, you need to have this or you will not be happy. My moon is also in Pisces in my third house of social networking. So it's not like a great example, but it's kind of like the same thing. Like I'm only happy when I'm talking to people about subjects that really light me up on a deeper spiritual level. And if I'm not able to do that, I will feel depressed. So your happiness is actually tied to where your moon sign is or which house it's in as well.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is so interesting. So it's almost like you have this exact guide to how to find, I guess, what is fulfilling and makes you happy through your birth chart. That's incredible. I feel like most people spend like their entire lives trying to figure that out when really it's all right there. We just have to figure out how to interpret it.
Totally. Yes.
So let's say someone who's listening and pulls up their birth chart. I'm assuming you can probably get them online. Is there a way like that you can look at your own chart and figure out some of, you know, these different things that it shows you? Or is that something that you have just, you've studied years to understand?
Yeah, it's tricky because you can self-study your chart, but it's not very easy to understand. So if you kind of like pull up your chart and you like Google the answers, you're like, okay, my sun in Aries, you know, fifth house, what does this mean? Then the internet will come up with answers for you, but it's usually written from a really strange perspective. And that's one of my biggest pet peeves is like, you know, anyone can interpret astrology because it's really a feeling. Like I'm translating a feeling or a vibe, and people have different perspectives on like what that vibe feels like or what it means. So it can be hard to like center in on like the connecting threads in your chart. So that's what I do in a reading is I really look at your chart all together and I notice the patterns and symbols. And, you know, I've done hundreds and hundreds of readings. So I have a lot of experience in knowing, you know, how things manifest in real life for people that I can kind of go back to bring into my interpretation. So, I mean, an astrologer is like times 100 clarity, whereas you looking up your chart, you can still get a lot of really good aha moments, but maybe not as good as someone who you really resonate with their interpretation. And, you know, a lot of it too is I'm trying to give you hope and help you see how amazing you are. And sometimes those interpretations are like, here's what's wrong with you. And
that really
makes me mad.
Right. No, I've definitely seen that. And I've definitely Googled things before just to be totally confused. And yeah, a lot of the telling you what's wrong with you. And it's confusing. That's why I feel like I've never really looked at the specifics of my birth chart and what it means to me, because I've only ever used Google search and it is so confusing and you get so much random information and it's overwhelming. But would you say when you're doing your readings, is there an intuitive side to it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I know it so well at this point that I kind of am like channeling in a way. Like I just go on these like rampages. Mm-hmm. I just say things. I'm like, I don't even really know where it's from. But a lot of it is just like from experience too, having done it so much.
So if people are feeling stuck in their careers and they want to turn to astrology, is there anything in their own charts that people can pull up themselves? Like what are like the main things that they should be looking for, like the basics of the chart?
Yeah, so there's a formula I like to use that I call your cosmic calling, and it's your sun sign and the house it's in is like a major aha moment for most people just right there. Your moon sign, your rising sign, and your career line are like the top four, but there's so many more. But that's a really good place to start. I don't feel like the internet really has a ton to offer on these points. So I'm actually working on writing a book and so I can like create a resource for people because I feel like I have kind of a unique perspective on it. But your rising sign is your identity and it's the actual role you're here to have and the actual physical work you're meant to do for a living. So your rising sign is really, really important. And it's usually something we don't find out about ourselves, like, you know, energetically until later in life. A lot of times we're trying on different roles and identities to try to figure out like who we are. And astrology is really cool because it's like, here it is. This is who you are. So for example, my rising sign is Sagittarius. Mm-hmm. And so my job is to provide sage guidance to other people based on the things I'm fascinated by. And that's what I do.
That is so interesting. So did you, before you read your own chart or figured out whatever that means, did you feel like all of this, like the career that aligns with your birth chart was already something that you were leaning towards, or did getting this reading give you the clarity to know what kind of career you wanted to pursue or create?
It's really cool because I feel like my chart just told me everything I wished was true about myself. But I didn't know how to articulate it or be that. And so, like, I was so happy. I was like, yes, this is what I always wanted. But it was funny because there's clues, right? So when I was a graphic designer, I was starting to move more into, like, training people. And I found, like, that gave me a lot of joy. And people were telling me, like, I was really good at it when I would share the things I've learned. And that's kind of what I do now. So there's clues, but the astrology chart was like, yep, you are supposed to do this. So it gave me a lot of confidence too, to be like, okay, I was born to do this, so I can't fail really.
Right. It like almost, I guess, gave you the permission that you needed is what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
And like, who doesn't need that? Because I feel like that's so difficult in this world where we're always told what roles we're supposed to be playing and we're told what success looks like. But oftentimes that's not fulfilling for us. And it's like, I know that like internal need to like have permission or to understand that you are worthy of what you feel like is actually calling you. So yeah, that's amazing. And you also mentioned a career line. I've never heard of that.
Yeah. So if people listening have studied astrology, it's also known as your midheaven. And it's a line that goes towards the top of your chart usually. And this is like the way that you're meant to do your job. So your role, your rising sign is like the work you're meant to do. And then your career line is the way you're meant to do it. So for example, mine is in Libra. So I meant to be kind of like a guide to other people and share what I've learned from my own experiences and, you know, things I've kind of subjects I've been really interested in. And then Libra for me is like about kind of helping people feel good, you know, bring balance and harmony and peace into their life. So that's really what I aim to do through the guidance I provide.
Yeah. And have you ever found anyone who you've done a reading for or talked to who didn't feel aligned with what their birth chart says? Like, is this something that is like, you know, our fate is decided for us? Like, this is what you have to be doing. This is the only way for you to feel fulfilled. Or is it more of like a guideline of one direction that would make us happy?
The funny thing is, most people are actually on track with their chart. And so I find that your chart is like your dream in life. So no one's like, oh, man, I have to do this.
Right.
I didn't want to do that. It's like, yes, this is everything I ever wanted. I'm so happy. So, and sometimes people are not in alignment with it as much as they could be. So I see that a lot where I'm like, I see why you're, you know, in this job, but there's another way to express that type of energy that would be more fulfilling for you.
Mm-hmm. So people usually do feel in alignment with whatever their chart says.
Very much so. Yeah.
Yeah. That is so interesting. So I'm so new to astrology. I've just like started to learn more about it because I find it so intriguing. And I was just looking up like my different signs today. And so it's like my sun sign is Virgo, my rising is Libra, and my moon is Sagittarius. So you were saying the sun sign is your superpower. So if my sun sign is Virgo, what exactly does that mean in terms of my own career?
So it's actually kind of like what fires you up the most creatively, but then the house it's in would be kind of your superpower. So do you know what houses they're in?
The sun is in my 12th house.
Ooh, exciting.
Is it?
That's so interesting because Virgo, what you're really aiming to do underneath it all is to serve others, to make their everyday life easier, better, more enjoyable, or more efficient in some way. And that can also like involve removing blocks or challenges that are keeping them from feeling more whole or in control of their life.
Hmm.
So that can be health, it can be work, it can be anything that supports someone in a really practical level. But the 12th house is actually the opposite of that, because the 12th house is about spirituality, whereas Virgo is usually more about like what's tangible and like the physical body and things like that. So you're meant to help people, you know, connect to spirituality or their higher purpose or what really matters to them on a deeper level in a practical way.
Mm-hmm. I just got chills in my entire body. That is so on point and something that I've only just started realizing in the past few months that I wanted to take everything in a more spiritual direction. Yeah, that's amazing how accurate that is. I didn't realize that the houses had so much impact on the meaning of the chart. And so my rising in Libra. So does each one have a different house or just a sun sign that has the house?
All the planets do. So your rising sign and your career line are actually based on lines where houses start. So they're not like they're always like the rising sign's always your first house. The career line's always your 10th house.
Uh-huh. And what exactly does house mean?
So house is basically like a zone of the sky. Which that's what the zodiac is too. Zodiac really means zone of the sky,
mm-hmm.
but house is like a sub area of that. So you can look at another word for it would be like section.
Yeah.
And really what it is it's different areas of life. So there's 12 areas of life, just like there are 12 zodiac signs, and it covers every facet of life. So your identity, what you desire, how you communicate, your home and family, your creativity, your health, your work, your daily lifestyle, your relationships, your business or money making, you know, how you earn your money, how you like to learn or explore or travel, your career, how you work with your community and friends, and then your spirituality.
Wow, that's, geez, I'm just like blown away by all of this. It's so intriguing how much information there is to be found through all of this.
I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, I want to learn astrology. And then they start trying to get into it and they get really overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And they run away. And that's so sad to me because it's so incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my mission is to make it easier for people. When I teach astrology, I have a course on it too. And my podcast is always to make it more accessible to people because it can literally change your life.
Yeah, and I totally feel that. And that's why I love your podcast, because astrology is so overwhelming and I am so intrigued by it. But like I said, like when I'm using Google, there's just so much information. It is so overwhelming and confusing. But the way you break it down into, you know, bite-sized chunks of information really makes it so much more accessible. And I think it's the first time in my life that I've ever actually understood or seen astrology as something that actually has purpose. Because I feel like growing up, it was always like, you know, you read your horoscope in like 17 magazine and it tells you you're going to fall in love with your crush next week. And, you know, it's silly.
There's so much junk. It's so true.
Yeah, it's all over the place. And so that kind of, you know, it gives you a bad taste of, or it did for me, of astrology, because my only view of it was 17 magazine. And so I feel like now I'm finally realizing, like through your work and doing like real research, like how amazing and important the study of astrology truly is and how much it can help all of us if we actually, you know, I guess look at it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Which
it's
is
so
why
cool.
Yeah.
Because the ancient people were already 100% on board with this. And we just lost sight of it over time. So
yeah,
it's kind of like bringing it back in a modern way now.
Right. And so you said the ancient people were on board. So is that like when you study astrology, is it really the learnings of what is left over from, you know, like the Mayans? Or is that where a lot of this, the basis of astrology comes from?
It's really cool because people like Moses and Jesus and the people of that time, they were astrologers.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You know, they tracked time based on the sun and the moon, and they prayed to the moon. And even the word synagogue is based on the moon god, Sin. And so it's really, really cool to see all the ways it kind of like has come down through society, but it's also been shut off because it's kind of like an intuitive art in a way. And that wasn't always so good for like society that wanted to be really powerful. So like
Right. The
Gregorian calendar, for example, all the days of the week are based on planets, but they kind of like hide it a little bit. So like Monday is Moon Day, Tuesday is Mars, Wednesday is Mercury. But in other languages,
wow,
it's much more straightforward because we have like Miraculous is Wednesday, so for Mercury. So it's so interesting how much it kind of goes into everything, but we're not fully aware of it. And it's funny because I used to look at the calendar, and I've always really loved calendars. Even as a graphic designer, I would like put out a calendar every month.
Right.
And astrology is like the hidden language that goes deeper into the calendar where you find out so much more.
Yeah, I would have never known that about the days of the week. I've never heard that. But you mentioned the moon, and that reminds me, I did want to ask you in terms of, I have heard a lot about the moon and the way that the different phases of the moon affect our lives. Is that something that you also work with or study?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I share all about because I find it's a really good introduction to astrology because we can actually see the moon. So when we talk about like Venus and Mars, and you can see them too, but they're harder to track.
Yeah.
But the moon, you can actually see when the light is getting brighter or it's fading. It kind of demarcates different kind of phases in our energy flow. So when it's getting bigger, we're meant to be hustling basically, or working towards, you know, manifesting things. And then when the light is fading, we're meant to be kind of tying up loose ends and finishing what we started and starting to reflect and release and let go of what didn't come to fruition.
Yeah, that makes sense. And so does that affect our actual energy levels? So do we tend to have more energy as we're nearing a full moon, or is that more to do with just the effort that we should be putting in?
Yeah, you totally feel it. Especially it's emotional energy. So that's why people freak out on full moons.
Where
there's a lot more people in the hospital, a lot more people giving birth, though even the ocean, the tide is higher. So if it affects the tide, then it most definitely affects us too.
Yeah. Of course. Wow. So, I mean, I've noticed that in myself, like around full moons, I have more trouble sleeping. And I've kind of noticed that pattern that it happens around the full moon. So it probably has to do with the energy changes. I can definitely see that. When you, you know, are doing your readings with people, do you usually, or like when you're doing your coaching, do you usually recommend like people who have businesses that they plan like launches or the way that they run their business around the moon phases? Is the energy strong enough to really affect that?
Oh, yes, definitely. And actually, I recommend anyone who's interested is like keeping a journal and noticing which phase the moon is in and also which sign it's in. So if you sign up for my email list, I give you a guidebook to tell you what it means when the moon is in different signs. Mm-hmm. And that's not something you can really see in the sky. So that's why I post about it on Instagram to tell you which sign it's in. And I have a moon calendar and things like that. But in terms of running a business, a new moon is a really good time to start a new. To the first quarter moon is when you're planning and you're researching and figuring out what you want to create next and how to create it. And then on the first quarter moon is when you dive all in and you take action to make it happen. So you might make the phone call, you might put in your application, you might announce that you're going to do something, whatever that looks like for you. Mm-hmm. It's going to be different every month. And then from the first quarter moon to the full moon is when you're just all in and you're working on it, you're trying to make it happen. And you're working really hard. And then the full moon comes and you can start to see how it worked out or what you needed to learn from it. Because the full moon is very illuminating of maybe things we've tried to hide from. It brings it all up to the surface for us to see things for what they really are. And then from the full moon to the last quarter moon is when we reflect on how those things went that we've been working on and what we've been learning. And we might be sharing and giving back what we learned. So if we earned money, we might be generous with that money. If we learned a lesson, we might share on Instagram, like, this is what I've been learning. Maybe this will help you too. Mm-hmm. And then the last quarter moon is when you decide to just like drop something and let go of what's not serving you. So maybe the project didn't work out or an aspect of it didn't work out that you're like, okay, mm-hmm. not going to do that anymore, or I'm not going to let it bother me, and I'm going to, you know, start making space in my life for new blessings to come in. Yeah. So that's what we're doing during that last week, is just kind of like letting go. We have low energy, so we're kind of resting more and ruminating and going within, and we're getting ready to set a new intention for the mm-hmm. next new moon.
I can see how that would allow things to flow so much more easily. I feel like understanding and working with the phases of the moon and being okay with having lower energy or understanding when the time is to hustle would be so helpful. I'm going to start mm-hmm. trying to align my own business with the moon. That's so incredibly helpful. And how does, because you mentioned that the moon is in a different sign. So how does the sign that the moon is in affect the energy?
So if the moon is in Aries, we tend to be a lot more impulsive and we just want to like get started on something really quick and we're more passion driven. Whereas if the moon is in Taurus, we actually want to slow down more and take our time. And so every single sign has their own personality that we take on an emotional level when the moon is in each of the signs.
Yeah, that's interesting. So it's never the same month after month. There's always a different spin on it or a different flavor to the energy.
Yeah, there's going to be a different combination of the phase and the sign every month.
Yeah, that's awesome. So if people are interested in getting a birth chart reading from you, or I know you mentioned that you have a course, how can they connect with you?
Yeah, you can check out soulshineastrology.com. That's where I have readings and I also offer reports and I have a course. And you can also sign up for my email list to get weekly forecasts and horoscopes based on your career and then all of that kind of tools to help you track the moon and everything like that too.
Awesome. And I'll make sure that I link up all of that in the show notes so people can easily contact you. And yeah, thank you so much for coming on. That was so informative. I am going to go print out all the resources and send out for your mailing list so I can start matching my business with the moon and the different phases and everything. So thanks for sharing all of that.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.